Our procedure on the admission ceremony is as follows. I'll ask each of the presenters to come forward one at a time at the podium and tell us briefly why you believe the applicant you're representing would make an excellent member of the Bar of Ohio. I'd ask that the applicants please stand in place as you're being introduced so we can see you, and then at the end of the presentations, I'll ask the applicants to come forward before the bench, and Justice Douglas will administer the oath of office. The first presenter is Donald Houdyshell.
May it please the court, I am Don Houdyshell, and it is an honor and a privilege for me this morning to present Mrs. Alanna Arnold for admission to the bar for the state of Ohio. She was born and raised in Ohio. She attended Kent State University, where she graduated in 1979, magna cum laude with a degree in sociology in 1980. She completed a master's degree in sociology, achieving a 4-point average on a 4-point grading scale. Subsequent to receiving her master's degree, she moved with her husband to New Orleans, Louisiana, where she attended Loyola University School of Law. She was a member of the law review there and graduated with honors. She clerked for the Federal District Court, Eastern District of Louisiana. She was a member of the Nestor King and LeBlanc law firm and later a partner with Milling, Benson, and Woodward. She practiced in the area of environmental law, personnel, human resources, and other matters. She has high moral character, and it's with great honor that I recommend her for the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Daniel Lindner.
Good morning. May it please the court. I'm Dan Lindner, and I'm here today, very proud to represent my friend John Green, sponsor him into the Ohio Bar. John graduated with myself from the University of Michigan in 1991, except for he did it with honors. 1994, he graduated Wayne State University Law School, where he was a first-year representative to the Student Board of Governors, and also was a member of the moot court group for the junior and senior years. He clerked for Honorable Judge Rudy Nichols of the Oakland County Circuit Court. He was later an associate at a law firm called Sills Law, Essed, Fiedler and Charbonneau in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. And he's now a partner with his wife at the firm of Green & Green, PLLC in Farmington Hills, Michigan. He's a member of the Michigan Bar. He's been admitted to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, the Oakland County Bar Association, Michigan Trial Lawyers Association, and the American Trial Lawyers Association. And I've known him since 1984. He's a really great guy. I think he'd be a nice addition.
Thank you. Philip Borowski.
Mr. Chief Justice and members of the court, it is my honor today to present to the court Will Hain for admission to the Bar of the State of Ohio. I have known Wilbur for some 25 years, he being a good friend of my little brother in Mansfield, Ohio. Wilbur graduated Kenyon College in 1982, graduated the Kent College of Law in Illinois, and has been a member of the Bar of the State of Illinois for some 10 years. I have terrific memories of Wilbur and members of my family in my home in Mansfield, my father included, discussing issues of government and law around the family room table. I have known him to be of high moral character. He's married, two children. I think that the Bar of the City of Columbus and the Bar of the State of Ohio will be greatly enhanced with Wilbur Hain as a member of the Bar, and for that reason I recommend him.
Thank you
very much.
Peter Sabo.
May it please the court, my name is Peter Saba, and I'm honored to present Giles T. Hertz for admission to the Ohio State Bar. I've known Giles for several years. He has been practicing in the Northern Kentucky area for the past 12 years, where he enjoys a fine reputation not only for his ability to practice law, but also for his professionalism in the practice of law. Our experience extends back through a case that Giles and I first met where he was opposing counsel in the case, and it went on for several years, and it was the type of case that was, although contentious at times, he was someone I was able to work with, and we were able to ultimately resolve the case. And so I'm honored to present him today for admission to the Ohio State Bar.
Thank you. M. Bradford Sanders.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. I am here today to present to you Mr. Tom James, who graduated from Oglethorpe in Atlanta and Emory Law School in Georgia, has been a practicing lawyer since 1992, also active as general counsel for his family's company in Georgia. He moved to Ohio in the fall of last year, and I have gotten to know him very well since then. He is an excellent person, a very intelligent and conscientious person. He's a family man with two sons. I recommend him very highly.
Thank you. D. Arthur Rayburn.
Mr. Chief Justice, members of the court, it is indeed my pleasure to introduce Lisa Lehner and move for her practice before the Supreme Court. She is a resident of the Lawrenceburg, Indiana area. She has been licensed to practice in the state of Arizona with inactive status as of this time. She is licensed to practice before the Supreme Court of Indiana. She is very active in civic affairs and government affairs in southern Indiana. I have known her and her father, with whom she practices, for a good number of years. A graduate of Miami University and also of the American University Law School. She is of the highest moral character, just a very, very good person, resides with her husband, and is, I think, going to be a great benefit to the Bar of Ohio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
George Lucas.
Good afternoon, Chief Justice, Justices. As you know, my name is George Lucas, and I am here to present to you proudly my sister, Kathy Lucas. And Kathy, I've known for 41 years. I put errantly on the application because that's my age. I've known her for 40. She's younger than me. Be that as it may, we grew up, all of us born and raised, my two siblings, in Weirton, West Virginia. And we all went to West Virginia University, where Kathy graduated summa cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa. I graduated pharmacy school and came to Cleveland, but Kathy went out to University of Washington Law School, and she graduated there and went back to West Virginia and sat for that bar and Pennsylvania bar successfully in succession, and practiced for 8 or 10 years and became a partner in a prominent law firm in Charleston. She last year accepted our offer to come to Cleveland, Northeastern Ohio, and join our firm. When I say our, that's our other sister, Penny, who's seated at the end. And Penny sat for the West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio bars consecutively, successfully, and the New Jersey bar as well. And they've all joined me to start our practice in Cleveland, and we're thrilled to have Kathy accept our offer to come and be with us in Cleveland. And this will complete the transition from generations in West Virginia as formerly, well, always Mountaineers, but the transition as Buckeyes now. And we are just thrilled to be able to present her, and I submit to you she is of great moral fiber and character and be a great addition to our bar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gene M. Frazier.
May it please the court, my name is Jean Frazier, and I am very proud to request the admission and present Mr. Kurt Miller for admission to the Ohio Bar. Mr. Miller is a graduate of Lafayette College in Pennsylvania, Cornell University Law School, was admitted in 1982 in Pennsylvania, and has practiced with Thorpe, Reed, and Armstrong in Pittsburgh as an associate and then as a partner starting in 1991. He's admitted to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, the United States Court of Appeals for the Third and the Sixth Circuits. He has litigated several cases in Ohio. He is of the utmost moral character and extremely professional, and I think he would be a very welcome addition to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Douglas Thompson.
May it please the court, I'm Douglas Thompson, and I'm pleased to present Janetta Walls for admission to the Ohio Bar. Ms. Walls is a 1983 graduate of the University of Texas School of Law. She is currently general counsel of Cognos Corporation in Cincinnati, Ohio. Ms. Walls brings the highest ethical and professional standards to the practice of law and will make a valuable addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a motion that the applicants be admitted to the Bar of Ohio?
Move to accept the applicants.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. The applicants will please come forward, and you can come beyond the podium and face the bench, if you will.
Thank you.
Douglas will administer the oath.
Please raise your right hand. When I reach the word swear, you may substitute, if you choose, the word affirm. I, and state your name, hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the Constitution and the laws of Ohio, and I will abide by the Code of Professional Responsibility. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity, civility, and show respect toward judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God.
Congratulations on behalf of the court. I'd like to welcome you to the bar. We know that your next appearance before this court will not be in the context in which you observed earlier in the morning. We have a very strong bar in Ohio, and we hope it's a better, stronger bar now that you are members. Good luck. Congratulations. Marshal, please adjourn court.
All rise. Here.